Yeah, baby, welcome back. You're going to go jump on the lake. Love that beat, Vogler Vogler.
Great song.
Matty G, great job on the show this morning, man.
We have
a great
it,
time. A great time. Hey, our next interview here is with Mr. Mark Martin, Night Walleyes, original champ, Hall of Fame. Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
We have Mr. Mark Martin on the line with us. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be with you, Ray. Appreciate it. Been in this business for going on 39 years now, and just been a fun ride.
You do a lot with the walleye, like the first world champion walleye fisherman. Is that correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started basically back in MWC days. That was the first real professional walleye trail, so to speak. It started in 85 and went from there right into the real professional ranks of the professional walleye trail, which the In Fisherman started. That first full year of that trail, I won it all at International Falls there on Rainy Lake, and so that was pretty cool. Yeah, it's been a great ride and been a lot of mistakes that makes you better. And that's what I tell people. In order to get better, you got to make mistakes.
So true. You've got books out, DVDs, you're a seminar speaker, you've got a school, you're doing a lot of stuff. Me and you talked previously before your interview, and you said you're doing some stuff for the kids. Why don't you tell us about that?
I'd like to work with the kids. You know, wherever I do go, I always bring 8x10s with me, and I search kids out. If they're not searching me out, I'm searching them out and giving them an autograph. And special for me because when I was little, adults took care of me, whether it was my grandpa and dad taking me fishing or when I was on the riverbank or lake or out in the boat or at the launches with my grandpa and dad. The older generation always talked to me. And you know? In fact, that's what I tell kids, you know, hey, you're at the age where you can walk up and get the honest truth out of people like me, where if an adult walks up, you know, sometimes people aren't actually going to communicate what they really are doing, where a kid can ask everything and that adult's going to give them the honest information. I said, so if you're not sure, you ask questions. I even tell the adults, I said, tell everybody the truth all the time. So, you know, I said, if you're not sure of anything when you're fishing, look for somebody that's a little better or you feel is a little better than you or doing better than you and ask some questions of them. And I'm sure they'll always help you.
That's good information. Night walleyes. Tell us something about this fishing for walleyes at night. I'm a bass fisherman at night, but, you know, being down from the Ozarks, I didn't get much chance of walleyes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I started when I was 3 years old, whether I wanted to or not, because my dad and grandpa, that's what they really liked. You know, that's when they had the time. They worked all the time. They went at night. My grandpa did. My grandpa took my dad. My dad, I came along, and so it was the three of us. And I can remember the earliest memory I have was I was laying in the front of the boat in blankets, and I can remember my grandpa going, "Don't move, Mark, don't move." You know, here's a big walleye flopping all around with a lure in its mouth. And and I'm like, "Wow, that's cool. Man, that's a big one." You know, pretty soon they started letting me reel them in, not hold a fishing pole, because these are bigger fish than most people are used to catching, and especially little tykes like I was back then. And finally I started to participate in it once I knew what we had to do. And by mean of participation in that, not only catching the fish, but rolling the boat, because my grandpa and dad didn't believe in gas motor only to get to and from another spot, not to troll, because they realized back then that trolling in shallow water for these nighttime creatures, it dissipated them rather quickly, you know. And so what they would do is they would get upwind, kind of like trollers do nowadays, and they troll with the wind. We would roll with the wind. So in order to follow a certain depth, my grandpa and dad had went out and they had 15 foot of cord and a chain or a rock or a brick or whatever on the other end, and they had a white Clorox bleach bottle to float it, or some kind of white bottle. I'm sure they were Clorox bleach bottles back then, and they'd put them in the water and out in deeper water, and the wind would be blowing in towards the structure they wanted to fish that night. And we would, you know, on one side of it was over 15 feet and on the other side it was under 15 feet. So that was their depth finder back before, you know, it was probably about the same time the red box and green box from Lowrance was was coming into play, but they didn't have that kind of money or really didn't think that kind of technology. But my grandpa, he knew that so many passes on that level wind reel was so many feet back, and he knew because there's snags in the lake, he made his own lures that he didn't want to lose them, so he knew how many passes back and forth to let out, whether we were on this side of the jug or on that side of the jug, so that we were just off the bottom, and any little tick or tap we felt more often than not was a fish. And that's how they hit. I mean, people think they're going to hit like a gangbusters, you know, and yank the pole out of your hand. Well, some of them do, but most of them just tick or tap, just like a bluegill or perch. And so that's, you know, we would take turns. And my grandpa would never let it. I never kept a limit of walleyes until I was, I think, 18 when I took my friends out to get walleyes for like a bachelor party we were having.
Yeah.
And that was my first experience at keeping limits, you know, and it was kind of like, whoa, I mean, a pile of fish, let me tell you, because there was nobody that really fished at night back then. And so, you know, they showed me how to do it, and we had a saltwater cooler in the boat when I was young. And my grandpa said, if you let your fish die that you're going to keep, you're going to finish rolling the rest of the night. So the object was to put the fish in the big cooler and have a bucket. And every once in a while, you took a bucket of water out of the cooler, put it in the lake, and got another bucket out of the lake and put it in the cooler. So that was your aeration system. That, you know, we went from Clark's bleach bottles for depth finders to buckets for aeration. And he didn't believe in keeping limits because he grew up in an era that he didn't like frozen fish. I mean, he could tell frozen fish like other people could taste other things that weren't right to him, but he would let you keep one fish a night because you could eat that and put it in a cooler, or, you know, I mean, back then that's what he grew up, was a cooler with ice or ice box that had it real ice in it, and that's they keep their groceries cool that way, and they didn't have really a means to freeze fish, so they would eat what they caught fairly quickly. And so that's how he perceived everything. So we'd keep the biggest fish that we caught during the night apiece. We'd go back in and have the fish the next day, all of us, or friends or family or whatever, and we'd go again and do the same thing.
Did you ever think that you would be doing what you're doing today with the magazines and the seminars and the tournaments and TV and DVDs and books?
Well, I read a lot of, there wasn't many magazines and there wasn't many books and there was very few TV shows back then. But I watched every fishing show, Verge Award, the first part of the End Fisherman that came out. I watched, and then Wally Tabor used to come to all the towns when I was young and have a videography of all places he went fishing and hunting around the world, basically. You know, I mean, that was my world when I was young, is, you know, experience faraway places and different places through reading and getting my education that way, not only from my dad and grandpa and the people I talked to on the riverbanks or boat launches and stuff like that, but I wanted the knowledge to be better.
Well, Mark, we need to take a break. Will you ride through the break with us, and then we'll bring you back on the other side?
Oh, that'll be perfect. Can't wait.
All right, cool. So just hang on there with us, and let's pay a few bills, because without our sponsors, we couldn't do this show. If you're just joining us, we're listening to Captain Mark Martin, Night Walleyes, original champ, Hall of Fame. Great interview, great guy, Midwest Outdoors, in his own words. And we'll be right back. See you all on the other side. Be back with Mark Martin.